What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Well, this is weird. Miss Alec is normally here by now. It's time to record the episode. I'm gonna go look for him. Mr. Alec? Mr. Alec? Oh, Miss Karen, have you seen Mr. Alec?
I haven't. Isn't he supposed to be recording now?
He is, and it's so late in the week. If he doesn't get to record today, there won't be an episode on Monday. And then basically the show is over forever, I think.
Oh, that's really bad news. We can't have the show be over.
No, it wouldn't be over. It would just be like a rerun. But even so, I know. Why don't you do the episode, Miss Karen?
Oh, I'm not a storyteller. I don't think that would be a good idea.
You know, everybody is secretly a storyteller. All they have to do is reach down and then be really good at telling stories. So just do that.
Oh, well, Fred, that's very inspiring, but I'm not sure if it matches the reality of my situation.
Yeah, well, the reality of the situation is there's not going to be a story on Monday, so...
I guess I can do it for the kids.
Oh, Jonah, that's such a good... I'm glad you finally are so brave.
Okay, so what do we do?
Well, first thing we gotta do is just shout outs. I'll get your ball rolling here because I got so many shout outs. It's like you could just go take a break maybe. But don't go anywhere because then you might run.
Okay.
Okay, so first is for Dara, who's almost 6, and Robert, who's 8. They listen to the shows every night at bedtime. And then we got one for Gabriel, who newly discovered the show. Already a big fan. And also for Beatrice, who's 6 years old, and she loves to read and to draw.
Reading and drawing sound like really great stay-at-home activities.
Indeed they do. You're not going to react... Mr. Eric usually reacts when I Dracomax enter the studio because I'm a big dragon.
You know, I like to roll with the punches.
Oh, well, I am here to shout out Leali, who is 4 years old and loves to doodle and play soccer at school. Also, her little brother, Yakub, is 2.5, loves to run and jump and play with his sister.
Aw, that's amazing.
I've got one last shout out for Max from Brooklyn. Mr. Eric and Miss Karen used to live in Brooklyn, if I'm not mistaken.
We did.
Okay, so a big thank you to Max, Yakub, Leali, Beatrice, Gabriel, and Dara.
Okay, so what's next?
Can we play the question, Miss Karen?
Oh, I knew that. I'm sorry. Okay, what question do we have today? Was there one lined up?
I don't know. I'm not a question dog. I'm Fred the dog.
Okay.
You gotta find a question or something. I don't know how Mr. Eric does it.
Let me go to the computer. Let me see if there's anything here.
Yeah, make some clicking noises okay. So people know what you're doing.
Tap.
That sounds like you're doing something bad.
Oh no, wait, okay. There's something on the desktop. It says, what if question. Maybe I should play it?
Yeah, do it.
My name is Dennis, and I like your show, and...
Your what if question is?
My what if question is, what if Fred the dog bought a vehicle called the What If Mobile, and it shot what if questions? And also, you never, ever, 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 ever do my what if question. Please do it.
Oh, okay. That doesn't sound so bad. Well, Fred, you're already here, so maybe you could help me out?
I'm on it, Miss Karen. So let's find out what if I bought a vehicle called the What If Mobile and it shot what if questions.
Once upon a time.
Oh. Sorry, I didn't mean to groan so audibly. We just normally don't start the stories like that. That's like season one
stuff. Fred, that's super rude. I'm just trying my best.
Okay, sorry.
Once upon a time in What If World, Fred was in the market for a car.
You know, I need something to help me get the fur force around. And, you know, they've been riding on my tongue because it's really long. It's too long for my mouth. I know I say that every episode. It's just sort of like a thing that I... But they get really slimy. So maybe just like a vehicle... Ooh, like a flying orb. Or a big green crate with legs that walks like a spider.
Maybe we could just keep it simple and have it be a car.
Okay, it's fine.
All right. So, Fred was at the What If Car Shop.
Hey there, Fred. Welcome to the What If Car Shop. I'm Papa Lou, your What If Car Shop manager.
Didn't you? I thought you quit the job at the car shop and got a new job as like a reporter or something.
I don't. You know, I did. Listen, who knows who's doing what these days? It's a crazy economy out there. So, what kind of car can I put you in?
I was thinking like a big furry caterpillar that people could live inside in, and it's got an engine in its butt.
Ooh, Fred, that doesn't sound very convenient for carrying the fur force around.
Yeah, okay, George, just maybe like a regular car.
Well, I'll tell you what, I got a regular car for you, and it doesn't shoot out anything crazy. It's just a really good deal for a car.
What a weird caveat.
Yeah, okay, I take it. How much money's?
Oh, transaction scenes. These are always fun. Three monies.
Okay, here's four monies
and one money is your change.
Oh, good deal. That's a good deal on a car, everybody.
Okay, so we got the car. That's step one. What was the next part of the question? Do you remember?
You gotta narrate, Miss Karen. Okay. I can't help you.
I got it.
All right, so Fred drove off in his brand new car, which he named...
The What If Mobile. That's what I'm going to call you.
The What If Mobile. He named it the What If Mobile.
Hello, my name is Anjani. My favorite thing is What If World, and my question is, what if a giant crab attacked What If World? Bye. I love your show.
And suddenly, a giant crab fell from the sky, and he started shooting lasers out of his eyes.
Lasers, Miss Karen? Really?
I mean, look, Fred, I don't know if you should be complaining. I think maybe what you should be doing is dodging those lasers.
Fee-fi-fo-phaser. I'm the crab that blasts a laser. I should have stopped that rhyme one letter sooner.
Hey, Mr. Crab, can you stop shooting lasers at us?
It's actually Mrs. Crab, and no, I can't, because I don't have my unlaserer.
Don't you mean just your unlaserer?
Fred, I just want to jump in and commend you for your diplomacy in this time. A lesser president might have tried to shoot back or maybe redirect the lasers, but you're taking this time to negotiate. It's really great.
That's really, yes, I, you know, that's like what I try to do, cause like when I try to lick people, they don't like it. So I decided I'm not gonna lick people anymore. I just talk to them and then maybe lick them if they say it's okay later.
I actually don't want any licks at all. I just want my anti-laserer.
Oh, you know, I feel like you could use this windshield as an anti-laserer. You just stick it over your big crabby eye stalks. Okay, well, actually, I guess you need you need the back windshield too for your other eye stalk. Giant crabs are so giant.
Sorry. Oh, well, these work perfect. Now I'm not blasting lasers at anybody anymore. Thanks, Fred.
Yeah, no problem. I don't need windshields. I just get more bugs in my mouth as I drive. It's perfect.
Okay, bye. I'm gonna go not blast lasers.
Oh, great, Miss Karen. We did it.
Yeah, we did it, right? That's the end?
What is wrong with the... What's the matter with this car? It's like it's blasting out. What if...
Hi, my name's
yeah,
Hannah.
I hear... Okay, I probably shouldn't have named it the What If Mobile. That's on
donuts,
me. That's definitely on me.
My question is, what if Fred the dog and JF Cat went into outer space and got chased by Sith turkeys? Thank you and goodbye.
Did she say Sith turkeys? Like in Star Wars?
I don't know. I think maybe she said space turkeys or like Sith space turkeys. Most likely is what she said.
But either way, you're getting chased by, like, evil turkeys in space.
Oh, yes. I actually...
All right. I can work with this.
Fred, Perroy was just making my dinner and went to go grab the mayonnaise, and I was purring over to space.
Yes, it's a weird one today. Sorry, Jojo.
Hey, that's a nice car you're driving around. How does it handle in outer space?
It's pretty good. It just keeps kind of shooting out what-if questions. That's a whole nother thing.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, it's kind of quiet up here. I sort of expected some narration at some point.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. You're right. Fred and JFK turned around and saw a, Fred, what's the word for a bunch of turkeys?
A gobble of turkeys?
And a gobble of turkeys just came barreling towards them in space. Fred, do you speak turkey?
Well, I think so. I mean, I never try to speak turkey, but I like turkeys. They're big and they smell nice.
Okay, so I guess you could give it a shot talking to them. What's the worst that could happen?
Exactly. Okay. A gobble 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 clock.
Oh dear. I shouldn't have let Fred lead this particular diplomatic mission when I speak fluent turkey.
I'm sorry, JF Cat, for underestimating
no,
you.
No, I just was feeling lazy. And these are Sith space turkeys, after all. Look at those talons.
Yeah, they're pretty scary.
Oh, boy, what a mess.
Yeah, I don't think this is going well. Oh, yeah, why is everything shooting lasers in this story?
Fred, they need the bumpers of your car in order to put on their spaceships so that they can play bumper spaceships with each other. Otherwise, they'll invade the world and destroy humanity, yada, yada, yada.
Oh, gee. Oh, yeah, no, why didn't you say so?
Fred, I think that's offensive.
I mean, if Miss Karen's offended and she doesn't even speak turkey.
Okay, yeah, I'm just going to give him my bumpers. There you go. Just go ahead, have them. Yeah.
Hey, so we did it.
Okay, yeah, let's just steer this car without windshields or bumpers back down to the earth.
Hi, my name is Harley, and I like ice cream. And my question is, what if unicorns could turn into bears?
Oh, what could be just? I mean, unicorns and bears. That sounds cute and fluffy. Let's bring it on. Let's get to the forest.
All right. So you're back on What If World, and you're driving through a secluded road in a forest, and suddenly you come upon a herd of unicorns.
Oh, they're so cute and fluffy, and they got such well-groomed manes.
And then suddenly they turn into bears.
Miss Karen, you know, normally there's like a point to these stories. It's not just like crazy unicorns and bears everywhere.
I might be getting to it, Fred. You know, have a little patience.
Okay, I'll help this time. It's very obvious that these bears are trying to shed their winter coats. And it's but they are too hot whether they are in shaggy unicorn or shaggy bear form.
Oh, that's no problem. I got that. I just give them my AC and... Okay, I guess I have to give them all the fans and stuff inside the car to...
Fred, are you using your tongue to dismantle the car?
I need a little gas in order to operate the AC, so I'm just... I don't lick gas, kids at home, please.
I guess that sort of qualifies as a lesson. Probably kids already know that one, though.
That you can stay cool with air conditioning?
No, that you shouldn't lick gas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely don't lick gas.
What if Fred the dog could do gymnastics?
Oh, I like the sound of that one.
My name is Lauren, and my one-up question is, what if rats could eat cats?
Can we skip this?
What if people ate dogs? What if elephants played in bands? What if chop guns came to life?
bubblegum was alive,
who could cook in the car.
What if all the cartoons in the world weren't real?
What if chimneys had water coming out their chimneys instead of smoke? Oh, bye.
Okay, I think I got it. Let me look at my notes. So there's something about rats eating cats and bugs eating people, but people eating bugs. Water is coming out of chimney instead of smoke. Chalk drawings are coming to life. Cartoons are real. You can cook in the car. Bubblegum comes alive. Elephants play in bands. And did I miss anything?
Yeah, the coolest one. Fred the dog does gymnastics.
Okay, all right. Here goes.
Hey, whoa. What is going on?
Oh, Karen? Hey, Eric.
You're on my microphone.
I mean, I was just trying to help out.
Mr. Eric, where have you been? Miss Karen is doing your show and it's going terribly.
Hey. He's right. It's not going super well. We've gotten into a little bit of a corner. I have maybe 30 what-if questions to answer, and I don't know how to handle it.
Oh, gosh, tell me about it. That's why I was taking a break and having a walk around the neighborhood. Kids have asked so many questions, and I know that they want to get their questions answered so badly, and some of them have asked question after question after question, and I just didn't want to let them down. So I just needed to take a quick break. And, Fred, why is there half a car in the studio?
I don't know. It was like a full car before, and then a giant crab needed pieces, and the turkeys needed this, and the bears needed that.
Oh, Fred, I hear you, but you can't help everyone. Not if it doesn't leave anything for you. See, now you've got half a car and it doesn't even work. What if the Fur Force were called to action? And then you can't help other people because you gave away half your car.
Ooh, Mr. Eric, maybe that's the same thing that happened with the stories. You want to make sure you're helping all the kids and answering all their questions, but then you didn't even answer one question. And you certainly can't answer all the questions at once or else the story doesn't make sense.
Yeah, like how this one is a complete train wreck.
Be a little nicer.
You're like, oh, I'm sorry. It's more just like a messy baby.
A messy baby? Okay. Well, it's my messy baby, so I love it anyway.
Well, maybe this messy baby needs a nap now. All that just reminds me, I found a real great question. Here, let me play it.
My name is JF Cat. And my what if is, what if JF Cat napped through the whole story and everyone else went to sleep and took a nap too? Bye, I love your show.
Wow, that was very believable,
wow,
JoJo.
Wow, JoJo, this is another JoJo Fluffy Cat out there?
Okay. Fred, I don't think
I'm starting with it.
The joke is that it was me doing a anger.
Oh, I guess it's just me. Everyone else is snoring on the floor of the studio.
How do you guys snore?
Softly breathing on the floor of the studio. So, I'll sign off.
And...
Karen, that was a great story.
Oh, well, that's very generous, Eric, but I think that might be the last time I host the show.
Well, I had a lot of fun for the 30 seconds that I was there, so I'm sure everything was just fine.
Sure.
Oh, and I'd like to give a quick thank you to all of our question askers today in case you didn't get their names. They are Dennis, Anthony, Hannah, Harley, Alfonso, Nora, Fletcher, Charlotte, Maddie, Tallulah, Sophie, Karen, and Nolan. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator and co-host of this episode.
Sorry.
You say you're welcome there.
You're welcome.
As well as Craig Martinson for our theme song. And all you kids at home out there who know that being nice to others doesn't mean giving everything you've got to them. You gotta keep a little bit left over for yourself to be happy. And until we meet again,
keep wondering.
This is what if world.
You're listening to the International Children's Arts Network. ICANN is sponsored by the International School of Portland, where you can embrace the world. For over 32 years, they've educated future global citizens through their blend of full language immersion, experiential learning in a multicultural community with preschool through fifth grade and personalized tours offered daily. You can find out more at intlschool.org.